Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Hi, I have a charge on my credit card from Original Gadgets. Can you tell me what that is for?
Yes, ma'am. I can take a look into this for you. Can I have your zip code?
55376.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Kristen Cope, both with a K.
Okay, and can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
I don't know if I got any. 404 Elder Court Northwest.
Okay. So just give me 1 second while this account loads, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. It's still loading.
What kind of store is this?
So we're a third-party call center that service multiple companies and over 400 products. But I see we're on November 27. Do you recall going in and entering in the drawing to win the Cure Set? On November 27th?
Yes.
Okay,
Is that what this is
about? Correct. So it wasn't an automatic win. It was a drawing to enter and to win. So with that drawing, and you paying the $5.74, it enrolled you into the membership. So it wasn't an automatic win. That does state in the terms and conditions that customer will receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing that survey, they offer a chance to win various prizes, which the Cure Set was one. And if you do not call in and get it canceled within a certain amount of time frame, that's in those terms and conditions that it will enroll you into a membership.
Well, the $67 is a membership?
Correct. And it's with that membership, it's a meal plan. Yes, ma'am.
A meal plan.
Mm-hmm. But what I can do is I can go in and get this canceled. That's no problem.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, so I did go in and get you canceled. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yeah, will that refund the $67 also?
So the $67.32 is considered a valid charge. However, what I can do is I can go in and offer a courtesy refund back to you, 35% back of that charge.
No, back up a second. What am I actually getting for the $67? I have not received any food or meal plan or anything.
That meal plan would have been in your email. That's why I was saying with the meal plan, that would have been in your email. You'd receive that confirmation regarding the meal plan in your email. And
I didn't receive anything from Original Gadgets in my email.
Okay, so have you checked your spam or your junk folder? And I'm not sure if that meal plan would have came from the place that you just said. Because, again, we're just a third-party call center. So I'm trying to assist you the best way that I can. I'm not sure that it would have came from that one. If I'm not mistaken, you can check coregadgets.com as well to see if you received that meal plan from them.
Okay, so I'm looking all the way back to November 27th.
Okay. And I'm going to also talk it over with my supervisor as well.
Okay.
have more in my spam than I thought, I'll tell you that, but I'm not seeing anything yet.
Okay, I can get that meal plan resent to you, no problem. And I also just talked it over with my supervisor, and she told me that the most that I can go ahead and refund you is the 50% back on that charge.
Yeah, I don't. I may be calling my credit card to cancel that charge. I never authorized it. So I don't understand how that can just show up.
So yes, ma'am, with it being in the terms and conditions, however, I do have to advise you, if you do contact your bank, they will contact us and they will start an investigation. Once they see that it was in the terms and conditions, they will consider that a valid charge. But what I'm going to do is just give me 1 second, okay? Let me talk it with my supervisor just one more time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get you fully canceled out, and after talking over with my supervisor, she did advise me to go ahead and give you the full refund on that 6732. It will be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days, but depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner, and you will also receive an email regarding that refund as well.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and happy holidays.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.